Now, by the way, you're not going to be perfect. You're going to screw up. Things are going to get off target at times. But if you do these steps, you're going to have so much momentum moving you forward that the few challenges you bump into will not be enough to stop you from getting what you're after. Especially if you do the next step. And that's step number 5. Set the game up to win. Now, what does that mean? You got to set yourself up to win. So many people, when they build their plan, when they organize things, they make it so rigid, so tight, so intense that there's no possibility of you feeling like a success. If you're going to win, you got to be able to reward yourself for doing things approximately right in the beginning. Here's what I mean. If a child is going to actually learn something, and that's what we're doing when we're creating change, right? We're learning how to do things differently. We're learning how to get ourselves to write those songs. We're learning how to get ourselves to work out consistently. We're learning how to take the time for ourselves or create those products. We're relearning. We're learning something. So when you go to learn something, you don't usually do it perfectly the first time. And if you have to do it perfect or you beat yourself up, your brain's going to go, why even try? I don't want to feel like a failure. So you got to set up the game so you can win. Now, the secret then is when you create a plan to do something is do everything you can to make it so it's enjoyable along the way. I call it scoring it. You know, if you think about it, if you go to a movie and there's no music, it's not the same movie. You can go to a movie that's, you know, okay, with a great music, it's like it lifts your emotion, it moves you. So, for example, in all my seminars, I use music at various points. I have people move. I do things. I use humor. I use jokes. I put things on the screen. Anything I can to score, to add that additional emotional intensity that makes the process enjoyable, not just the outcome. Does that make sense? Think of it this way. If you're familiar with my work, I teach that all human beings are driven by 6 needs. One of those needs is the need for certainty. We have to be certain we can be comfortable. If you're not certain that you can be comfortable, if you're not certain the ceiling above you is going to stay up, you can't hear anything anybody says. Certainty is a survival instinct. We got to feel that we can avoid pain, we can have some pleasure. So if you're going to work out as an example, you got to make sure you train that trainer to say, listen, in the beginning, your goal is not to kill me. In the beginning, your goal is to get me to enjoy this and have my body be certain that I can do this successfully day after day. So I know you got to stretch me, but let's do some things that I'm comfortable with initially and get some momentum and build on that success. You know, if you're going to be successful in anything, the second need we have is for uncertainty, which is a code word for variety. God has a sense of humor. He wants us to be certain and uncertain simultaneously. He just wants to twist our brain. And if we are able to take this brain and balance it out, we have tremendous power. When I go to exercise, I mean, to me, it was boring to run in the beginning. Now I like it. But in the beginning, I hated it. You know, and there are times when I love it. When I love it is when I add something to it. And what I add to it is incantations, or I add music, because I love music, or I'd run with a friend, or I do it in an environment that's fun, or I do something different every day, a different kind of workout, a different kind of movement, a different kind of exercise. Anything that you can do to add variety is going to make you enjoy the process, and now you're going to want to do it as opposed to having to do it. That's part of how you set the game up to win. That's how you get the edge in life. You get the edge by creating enjoyment in the process, not just enjoyment someday when it's all done. So we all have a need for connection, for love. And if you can do something with someone you love, it's just like the young lady was saying. She said she wants to lose weight. Well, she needs a buddy. The buddy will add a sense of connection. The buddy will add variety to the workout. It won't be boring. Another need we all have is a need for significance, to feel like what we're doing matters. Another need we have is to grow. So if you measure your progress, you'll be excited about it. If you only measure it one way, though, like how many pounds you lose, forget it. So maybe what you do is you make a chart of emotions and you have, you know, bored, tired, angry, frustrated, overwhelmed. And then you go to the other side and you go, you know, calm, comfortable, happy, excited, euphoric, passionate. And maybe you put a little thing at the bottom, day 1 through 31. And then you just chart 2 or 3 times a day. You write down the time of the day and write, here's where I am. And you mark it and you chart as you work out what happens to your emotions. As you do this morning ritual I told you about, this hour of power, chart where you are after you've worked out. Chart where you are when you don't work out. It'll be real obvious. You'll see you're way up at the top in the peak levels of life and the peak emotions, right? The upper levels whenever you do these things to your body, and you'll feel the lower levels when you're not. Measure more than just weight loss. Measure anything that can give you growth. I mean, we all have that need to feel we've grown. So the more you measure things, the more you reinforce it, the better you feel. And finally, contribution. If you can find a way that by working out you're contributing, most of us will do more for others we care about than we'll ever do for ourselves. So there's so many ways to meet your needs. You want now to say, whatever the tasks are at hand, what do I need to do so that I enjoy the process? What can I do to score it? If it's working out, can I add music? Can I work out with a buddy? You know, can I pray while I'm doing this? Can I do incantations while I'm doing this? What can I do so I'm comfortable? So what can I do so I have different kinds of workouts, so I have variety? What can I do to meet some of these needs so I enjoy the process whatever it is. And if it's not working out, if it's building a new project or if it's losing the weight or whether it's writing the songs, whatever it is, I want you right now, just come up with two or three ideas. That's all. You can have this later that can help you look forward to doing the things that will be necessary in order to achieve your goal, in order to achieve the result you want. What are some things you can do while you're doing it that you can focus on, pay attention to, notice, appreciate, or enjoy that'll enhance the experience? Just take a minute to do this. Write down two or three things. Turn off that CD and come right back to me. Bye. Okay, so what did you do to juice it up for you? I can tell you the areas people tend to do is they tend to think about things or focus on things they weren't focusing on before. Like one of my friends here was saying that, you know, he realizes that he feels so happy. He feels what he called an abiding exhilaration when he's worked out. He said, it's like joy is always in the background of my life. And he said, I miss it. And he said, he feels connected to God, connected to his creator when he writes songs. For the young lady who wanted to lose weight, she loves to read trashy novels, but never has such time. So she said, now I can get on a Stairmaster. If I can read myself a good trashy novel while it's happened, then I'll have no pain. I'll be involved in the whole story. That's what'll make it work. She said, the other thing is she loves locations. She loves outdoors. She loves, you know, cross-country type environments or running the stairs that are by a beach, she said, or some really intense terrain. She loves both the view and the difference in the terrain, the variety and the challenge of that that makes it significant for her. So those are some things that she added to her list. So all of us can juice things up. The more we juice it up, the more we set up the game to win.